Our profile this month is Margot Robbie. The Australian actress became an instant movie star after playing Leonardo DiCaprio's wife in 2013's The Wolf of Wall Street. Since then, she's impressed critics in some major roles, but she hasn't let fame change her. Here then is our portrait of Margot Robbie and a perfect lesson in how not to be a diva.
Start as the girl next door.
Margot Robbie's story begins on Ramsay Street. It's the most famous road in Melbourne, but, as any Australian knows, it doesn't really exist. Ramsay Street is the setting for The World of Neighbours, the country's long-running daily soap opera. It was here that the 17-year-old got her start as an actress, filming 327 episodes of the series as Donna, a character who never stopped talking. "We did an episode a day," she says. In film terms, that's insane. It was amazing training. More importantly to this story, life on Neighbours is nothing like Hollywood, where actors retire to their personal trailer between scenes. On Neighbours, there were no trailers. You just, like, sat with everyone. You shared the kitchen. You hung out. When she got her first job in the US, playing an air hostess in the drama series Pan Am, Robbie had trouble adapting to the American way, saying she found it lonely. So instead of going to her trailer, she'd find the places where the technicians and crew hung out because they seem more like my friends from home.
Don't let Hollywood change you.
Hit hard by the cancellation of the TV series Pan Am in 2012, Robbie threw herself into auditions for cinema roles, saying, "I would go in thinking, you fucking wait, look up from your papers, watch me, I'm gonna blow your fucking mind." Which she did. In particular by punching Leonardo DiCaprio during an audition to play his wife in The Wolf of Wall Street. That role turned her into an instant movie star, but still not the sort who hangs out in her trailer. Filming the unsuccessful Suite Française in Belgium around the same time, she was still to be found hanging out with the crew, who were mostly English. A group of them became really good friends. "We were like, wouldn't it be funny if we all lived together?" Someone said, "But you don't even live in London." And I said, "I don't live anywhere, I'll move." 3 days later, the group of seven friends found a house to rent together in South London. It only had 3 bedrooms because crew members get paid like shit.
Keep your personal life private.
You know in season 5 of Friends where Monica and Chandler are sleeping together but try to keep it a secret from the others? That's what happened to Robbie after moving into the house in Clapham, as she and Tom Ackerley became more than friends. "We kept it a secret because we weren't really taking it seriously. Oh, whatever, we're just mates." And then everyone found out. It was dramatic. Everyone was like, "No, this is going to ruin our group." And then it didn't. It was fine. The story ends back home in Australia with Robbie and Ackerley's wedding and her still not doing things like a movie star. To keep the ceremony private, the guests weren't told the location and had to hand over their phones before being taken there by bus. Safe from the press and the internet, Robbie got married on the beach in Byron Bay and posted the ultimate anti-star wedding photo to her Instagram. Seems you can take the girl out of Ramsay Street, but you can't take Ramsay Street out of the girl.